Darren, we spoke at the weigh-in and you said it was important to make a statement in this one. You're looking for the stoppage and that's exactly what you did.
Yeah, you know, like I said, I don't talk bad about people. I don't big-headed or anything like that, but I knew coming into this fight tonight I had to make a statement. It was similar as that. I couldn't just win on points, and you know, I wasn't just saying that to talk up the fight. I could not win straight through with a points win. I had to, do you know, make a statement, and I think I did that there.
A couple of your recent opponents have gone straight onto the back foot, covered up, giving you a few problems just by not wanting to trade. But to Terry's credit, he actually started mixing it right from the first round.
Yeah, he went straight away. About 10 seconds before I caught him, he caught me with a couple of shots, and I thought, in my head I was thinking, right, this is going to be a tough fight now. I've got 8 hard rounds here. And 10 seconds later I caught him and he went down. And honestly, the way I was celebrating, you'd think I'd won a world title, but no one actually realises how much to win like that actually meant to me on this show today. And and obviously he got a go, which is obviously, like I said, 10 seconds before I caught him, I thought, yeah, this is going to be tough. And it was, no, the first round were a bit of a feeling out round, and the second round he was having a go, and I could hear his corner. His corner was sounding confident, and luckily I landed the shot that put him down, and sort of the start of the end, so to speak.
Yeah, because you showed the killer instincts at the end. We've seen a few boxers who just go back to work off the jab to see an opening, but you went straight in there for the kill.
Yeah, well, once I landed it, it was sort of the shot I didn't see, and I could see the way he went down and the way he was down. I knew I had him hurt, and I just thought, I'm just going to go all or nothing. I'm one of the people, you know, I was either going to get him out that round or I was going to blow myself out. I took a gamble and the gamble paid off.
That means you're still unbeaten at the end of 2017. That's the target you set yourself. How important is it for you now to make the step up to the next level and perhaps look at challenging and fighting for the Central Area title at the start of the year?
Massively. I mean, if you think about it, for the Central Area, that was an ideal fight. The Central Area champion had a mismatch, least southpaw, you know, and I'd love that fight. I'd love to fight again before the end of the year, so... If it's that fight, you know, or another fight, but you know, I'm coming for titles now. I'm ready for them.
And you're hungry, you want to achieve more, and you've got quite a few mouths to feed as well now, Darren. So we're looking at winning titles, and we're looking to provide for your family as well.
Yeah, that's right. You know, I got my little boy, and my wife's pregnant. We've got another little boy coming. You know, so it's not just for me now, and it's never really been just for me. You know, my mum, my stepdad's been there from day one, taking me to the gym, picking me up from the gym in rush hour traffic. You know, so I owe a lot to them. To just them two, let alone my wife and my little boy, but everything I do now is for my little boy's future.
And finally, Darren, I know you were really focusing there tonight, but I was ringside and I can tell you had great vocal support from people coming over from Bradford and throughout West Yorkshire as well, and I know that you've been really pleased at the support that they've given you this year as well.
Yeah, once again, unbelievable support. Obviously, I was on last time, which disappointed a few of them, but you know, they stuck with me. They come out again, and we was on a bit earlier, and you know, I put a show on for them, and hopefully now, after that performance, people start taking note, and also the fans grow, and I sell a lot more next time.
Second round knockout, still unbeaten, 2018 onwards and upwards.
100%, I want titles, so whoever's got a title, I'm coming.